I'm Jay Ingram. I've been talking and writing about science for general audiences since the 1970s. I'm going to share five insights from my book, The Science of Pets. Insight number one. Who are you going to believe? You can never think about a pet without at the same time taking its human into account. An animal without a human is not a pet. An animal with a human has most of its story told by that human. Unfortunately, we pet-keeping humans are just about 100% incapable of maintaining an objective view of our pet, with the result that a huge amount of misinformation floods the petverse. That's why a science of pets is so important. The scientist, as observer, has no personal interest in the pet being studied, and is only concerned about gathering data that can withstand the critiques of other scientists. In fact, a substantial amount of pet science is actually focused on the human half of the equation, underlining the influence of their role. And a substantial portion of that work reveals that we confabulate, infer, and generally activate our imaginations and desires to create stories about our pets. Rarely they represent what science would reveal. Insight number two. We are the pet keepers. We are the only species on Earth that keeps pets. Yes, there are many online videos showing charming partnerships between horses and puppies, elephants and cats, a mongoose and a sheep. But these don't happen in the natural world, nor could they, because the individuals making up these unusual pairs would never encounter each other. These pairings are seen in zoos or animal shelters, raising serious doubts that there's anything fundamental, usual, or commonplace about these relationships. Also, why are these considered pets and not just friends? And while there are very sporadic records of two different species in the natural world hanging out with each other, these occurrences are so rare, and the nature of the association between the two animals so hard to define, is it adoption, kidnapping, pet keeping, that the uniqueness of humans as having pets is pretty much unchallenged. Who let the dogs out? Dogs evolved from wolves, but how? First, there's no ambiguity about the ancestry of the domestic dog. It shares 99.9% of its genes with wolves. And unless they were somehow dropped off on Earth by aliens, ancient wolves are their ancestors. But a contemporary view of things seems to make that most unlikely. Wolves are fierce predators, potentially dangerous to humans, but also smart enough, when familiar with humans, to do their best to avoid us. How would these two species get together? There are two leading theories. One argues that wolves took the initiative. First, learning that traveling bands of humans left behind a wide variety of trash, some of it edible, then gradually gathering their courage to approach those humans closer and closer to ensure rapid access to anything left behind. The humans, in turn, might have realized that having the other apex predator hanging around had its benefits. Wolves have exquisitely powerful senses and understand the behavior of prey, the same prey that humans would be hunting. The two then gradually learn to accommodate to each other. An alternate theory is that humans took the initiative and raided wolf dens, bringing newborn wolf pups back to camp and raising them. Having newborns only a few days or weeks old made the process of domestication much easier and quicker. Is one of these two theories correct? Is neither? Is there a third possibility? We may never know. Insight number four. We don't own cats, we're just borrowing them. The history of the cat is nothing like the history of the dog. It's much more straightforward, and a comparison of the two sheds light on behavioral differences that we can see today, several thousand years after they were both domesticated. Wolves are pack animals, so are dogs. Dogs attach themselves to a leader, which most often is the human closest to them. Cats, on the other hand, need no particular attachment to flourish and haven't since they began their somewhat loose companionship with humans. Cat domestication was simple. Humans began to farm and accumulate large stores of grain. Grain attracts mice and other rodents. Gathering of rodents attracted the local species of wildcat. The farmers were happy. The cats were happy. The rodents less so. Farmers tolerated cats and vice versa. And although there have been dramatic advances ever since in the comfort of the relationship between the two, it's still true that if you open the door, the cat might bolt and not be seen for a couple of weeks. Two paths to domesticity, two very different pets. Insight number 5. It's a pet world. Dogs and cats reign supreme in the world of pets. They are more numerous by millions and millions than any other. But this fact, though undeniable, paints an inaccurate picture of pet keeping. Wherever there are humans, there are pets. And while the invasiveness of dogs and cats cannot be disregarded, in most parts of the world, the pets of choice are animals that live locally. Monkeys in the Amazon, weasels in Siberia, eels in Polynesia. The one universal is that humans seek the company of other animals. But why? The great biologist E.O. Wilson popularized the notion of biophilia, the attraction, perhaps innate, of humans to other species. Wilson believed it was universal, and there are observations from psychology that seem to support that idea. For instance, in a rapidly shifting visual scene where objects appear and disappear, those objects that are tracked most efficiently by humans are living things. Some of that acutely tuned perception would have an obvious survival advantage, but survival or not, it shows our brains are tuned to those other species. And thanks to Conrad Lorenz, it's well known that humans respond to cuteness, not just of human babies, but babies of other species. These and other as yet unidentified mental tendencies are likely supports for the very human habit of taking a pet. Thanks for listening. The world of pets is fascinating and mysterious. Hope you enjoy reading The Science of Pets.